B, online and on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock, the latest now with Joanna Earl.
Manslaughter charges have been brought against two doctors following the death of a woman after giving birth at a Kent hospital. 30-year-old Frances Cappuccini, who was a teacher and lived in West Smalling, died after having an emergency caesarean at Pembury Hospital in 2012. A charge of corporate manslaughter has also been brought against Maidstone and Tunbridge Wells NHS Trust.
This is KMFM News.
The mother of a student who died after taking diet pills she'd ordered online says people shouldn't take them in any quantity. Police believe the tablets Eloise Parry brought contained a dangerous industrial chemical. Her mum Fiona says two would have killed her, but she took eight.
It's an awful way to die. You know, they cause you to overheat, they cause your kidneys to fail. They are dreadful things, and it's not something you want to do to yourself. I wouldn't wish this on anybody.
Italian investigators say the shipwreck that killed hundreds of migrants in the Mediterranean on Sunday was caused by a mistake made by the captain. The Tunisian man has been charged with people trafficking and reckless multiple homicides.
KMFM News.
As Jason just mentioned, in travel, there are long delays for travellers trying to get on Eurotunnel services from Folkestone this afternoon. A power supply problem has closed one of the channel tunnels. It's causing a 3-hour wait for passengers at Folkestone, whilst freight services are delayed by an hour. A Gillingham man's been jailed after indecent images of children were found at his home by police investigating a suspicious fire. Officers called at David Staples' property in Kings North Road last September as part of an inquiry into a blaze on the Isle of Sheppey. The 45-year-old has been sentenced to 12 months behind bars.
Election 2015, the update.
With just over a fortnight until the election, we've been finding out what voters in every Kent constituency are most concerned about. Today, we've been hearing from people in Gillingham and Raynham.
My NHS, because I've got disabled parents, and road services is obviously, yeah, again, because I've got disabled parents, and it's accessibility for them.
It's bedroom tax, and I think it should be for disabled, no bedroom tax.
Police need more money, NHS needs more money.
You can watch our video guide to the constituency and find details of the candidates at kentdecides.co.uk. A Kent school has been praised for the work it's doing to try and raise literacy standards. Nicola's got our special report for the update.
Well, last year, roughly one in eight pupils in Kent had failed to reach the expected standard of reading by the time they left primary school. That's 1,860 10-year-olds, and above the national average. Now, a major new initiative's in place to try and improve those figures. Buster's Book Club encourages children not only to read at school, but take books home and get mum and dad involved too. Kirsty Coles is a teacher at Manor Community Primary in Swanscombe.
I think it's vital to start reading when they're very young, because otherwise, when do they start? You know, they've got to start at a very early age. When they come in, some children don't have so many books at home, so it's nice to read in school and encourage them to take a library book and also their school book home.
Parents note down how long they've spent reading with their child, and classes compete against each other to get the most minutes. Sky Class at Manor Community have been crowned Kent winners. Their reward? Some story time with TV's Mr. Maker.
Those giants robbed us of that gold and two other treasures. But promise me you won't go back for more gold. Jack promised.
Presenter Phil Gallagher is patron of the charity behind the idea.
Lots of the kids were talking to me about Buster's Book Club. And it's going to go beyond, I think, the competition, because they've all been inspired by what happened in the competition, but also they've enjoyed reading, obviously enjoyed winning the competition, and I think that will set a bit of a legacy here.
And Kent's getting ready for a royal visit today. Princess Anne is heading to Dover's Royal Cinqports as part of her role as patron of the Royal Yachting Association.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Cricket in Kent's James Treadwell is an injury doubt for England ahead of the second test against the West Indies. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Rona.
Well, the bowler who took five wickets in the first game hurt his arm diving for a catch on the final day in Antigua. That match ended in a draw. Play's due to get underway in Granada at 3. Meantime, Kent's first county championship game of the season looks set to finish after just 3 days. A short time ago, Essex were on 147 for 5 in their second innings at Chelmsford, needing another 46 runs to beat the visitors. And several big names, including Kent's Adam Jamieli, are going to be missing from the Great Britain squad at the World Relay Championships in the Bahamas next month. There'll be no James Dasilou or Christine Ohorogu either. The top eight teams in the men's and women's 4x100 and 4x400 metres events will qualify for next year's Olympics in Rio.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.
Mockingbirds don't do one thing but make music for us to enjoy. They don't eat up people's gardens, don't nest in corn cribs. They don't do one thing but sing their hearts out for us. That's why it's a sin to kill a mockingbird.
To Kill a Mockingbird. Download the audiobook free with your 30-day trial at audible.co.uk. Audible. Stories that surround you. Cancel before 30 days to avoid charges. See website for details.
KMFM weather.
Get the latest up-to-date weather where you are in Kent at kentonline.co.uk. This is KMFM.
So another dry day with plenty of sunshine, windy and much cooler along the coast. Highs of 18 in Maidstone, 11 in Hythe.